from Siv Gimel, most of the rest of the siman here is the halachas of Kedima B'Tzedakah. Who has a schus to get your tzedakah, to give your tzedakah to first, who gets preference. So Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef and the Pesach can point out that this is not really Zvarim Mefurashim in Shas. We don't find a Mefurash Gemara that deals with this issue. The Beis Yosef already, the Goyin, they point already to the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Dafai and Aleph, that what we do find Mefurash is Lagabi the Chi of Halva. So there in Dafai and Aleph, the Gemara Dash, it's in Kesef, Talves, Ami, Es Ami, Es Ha'oni Imcha, Imach. So the Gemara Dash is there basically with these two words, Ami and Imach, the different diagrams of Kedima. It's very similar to what we're going to find by Tztaka, that first of all, Ami, there it's going on lending money to a Yid or to a guy, and then Imach, that the one, the Ani who's more Imach, whether Ani, you're craving that are related to you, or you're craving that live near you. And there the Gemara tells us these halachas l'gabi halva. Okay, so that's l'gabi halva. I mean, the Maisa we saw already in Reish Mem Tes and Sivvav over there, that in the Shemoyna Mailas of Tztaka, so we saw that the sheet of Shulchan Aruch and of the Rambam and maybe even all the Rishonim, that was a Shaila, is that to give someone a loan is taka mitzvah tzedaka, you're makai mitzvah tzedaka. So could be this already episode makar. If we see by halva the dina kedima, so maybe we could import them to tzedaka. But chol eifin, it's not mefurish. The Poskim also point to this other gemara that's really sif dalet over here, the gemara in Nedarim samchem abeis. So the gemara there says kol hanoifel eino noifel lidei gabai tchila. And the Rishonim there say, but the pshat is, someone comes poor, you don't go running to the gabbai first. First you go to your kraven. Your kraven is the first one to have a chiyuv to take care of you before the gabbai has to give him the kupas at tzedakah. And that's really sivdal. We're kaifin on that. Sivdal over here says, kaifin avlazin benoi, that there's a chiyuv for the kraven first. So there you see this idea, there's a remez to this idea. But the maestro dvar mefurashim, we find first in the sifri, and that the place can bring here the sifri, the Beis Yosef. That darshan's the etzim pasuk. There's a big arichos in the pasuk of the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah that's stuck in the Torah in Parshas Yei. So what's stated? Ki hiya b'cha evyoin me'achad achecha be'achad she'arecha be'artzecha asher Hashem l'kecha noisin lach. So the Gemara darshan's the sifri darshan's the pasuk. That what achecha, the pasuk says achecha, your brother ze'achicha me'avicha. That's your brother from your father. Me'achad achecha, from one of your brothers, that's a lower darga, that's achicha me'imecha. The Goyin brings this all over here. Be'achad she'arecha, in your she'arim, that's anchi ircha, koedim in the ircheres. Be'artzecha, the Gemara, the Pasuk says be'artzecha, that's any Eretz Yisrael, come before the aniyim of other lands. So then, sok to Sefri Pseder, so who says b'chal, I have to give aniyim in other lands? Asher Hashem l'kecha noisen lach. No, that's l'rabbis kol aratzas, l'maisa is a mitzvah staka, even all other aratzas as well. So this is the klal ha'dvarim. This is the drush of the Sifri on the Pasuk, that there's Dina Kedima, and the drush of the Sifri is going on the Dina Kedima for Kravis, for the Kravis of Mishpacha, of someone you're related to, and then following that, in terms of distance, of Shechinus, of someone you live next to, or from your city. So I think some of the places have something to do with Yerusha, since it's more part of Yerusha, is called... It's always more, yeah. Right. Yerusha Nedus, right, that seems to be. Fine, so now, Lamaisa, this is one kilu sugya we find of Kedima, and that is this drasha of Kurva, of Mishpacha, and of Shechinus. Chutz from that, and this creates somewhat of a bilbo and a lot of different shitas in the Paiskim, that we find different kilu makairis and sugyas that seem to intertwine and overlap with the sugya, but different criteria for kedima. So here's that. So the first zach is that we know that pikuach nefesh is avada doicha kol tarakula, except for the gimel avos chamuris. So mele it's avada pashut that a cheshbon of pikuach nefesh also obviously goes into the cheshbon of who you're going to give your tzedakah to, and obviously anything that's pikuach nefesh will have kedima over anything else, and that's lemaisa where that's mefurish. Is in Reish Nun Beis, the next sif, which is the halacha of Pidyon Shvuim, and there the Mechaber says, and that's from the Rambam, from the Gemara in Bava Basra, that Pidyon Shvuim is koedim to all tzedakah, and the pshat is because it's pekuach nefesh, and that's what the Mechaber there brings from the Rambam, from the Gemara, that someone who's malam ena from Pidyon Shvuim, we're talking about someone who is a shav, is a kana to his life to be in captivity. So the ma'ase of the Mechaber says, if you're malam ena from Pidyon Shvuim, so it's not just you're over on loisam es levavcha loisik posis yatcha, but also on loisam el dam reecha. And Zok the Machaber instead of Gimel Ration, Base Gimel, called Regash Ma'achir Liftois Hashemim. If you push off saving captives, it's your Kilu Shoifech Domim. This is the Yisrael Advarim that about anything Kuroch Nefesh is going to have Kadima before everything. And L'chayr, not just captives, but who are in any Pekoch Nefesh, and that's what some people are just pointing out. Now, at the end of the Simen, that's Sif Yadalid, that even if the Gabbai has Tzedakah in the Kupa that was set aside for yeshivas and for Talmud Torah, which is the highest darg of Tzedakah, as we'll see where that fits into Kadima. But L'maisa, for the Hegemon, who's going to come and start being Masakin people's lives and starting up with them, then may come to Sakhani Safashas, so L'maisa, you're allowed to take the money even from the highest darg of Tzedakah and use it for the Pekoch Nefesh. What's that?
Being sure nowadays.
See, Yeshlodin. Yeshlodin. In Japan, I don't know if the Sakanas Tafashas there. So these are not Sakanas Tafashas. The question is, right, you'll have to see, you know, the Pratas and Rishon and Beis, but the Pashas here is what's going on Sakanas Tafashas, more like, you know, captive soldiers who it's mamish every day. Yeah, it's also a Sheva. So we'll see. So Maisa is an interesting shayla. Maisa klavik koch nefesh. That, you know, Maisa today there's organizations that the matar of these organizations is that they try to convince in Israel a lot of secular women they cause abortions. They end their pregnancies. So there's organizations that the whole matar is to go and convince them. They give them money and they give them their tzrachim. So the question is, would this have a kedima of koch nefesh over every other tzedakah? Shlomaisa is not so pashut because it's pikuach nefesh. Shlomaisa to save a vlad and uber is pikuach nefesh to the extent that we're machal Shabbos and machal Yom Kippur, machal kol aveiros chamuras. But Shlomaisa, it's not a nefesh gomer. If you kill an uber, you're not chayv misa. So it's a shtickle in between. But Shlomaisa, I think avada, it definitely gives a chashivas to this type of tztaka that Shlomaisa says it's an inyan of atzalos nefashos. Lav dafka will mamish have the dinim of mamish pidyon shvuyim. But okay. So that's one nekuda, and that will taka outweigh all dina kedima, and that doesn't really cause us a problem with our dina kedima. Nochazach, we found that we really saw a little bit kitzer at the end of Reish Mem Tes. So that's the halacha that the mechaber brings from the Maharik. It's really coming from Yerushalmi, the last sefer Reish Mem Tes. That Yesh Mishayim Yesh Mitzas Beis Hakneses Adif Mitzas Tzedaka. To build a shul, or we'll see what to do with a shul. Something to do with a shul. Mitzah Tzedaka for a shul is more than Tzedaka for anyim. And for Limad Torah La'aniyim, for Lina'arim Lomal Torah, so that's even on a higher dagger. So this already is going to cause us some difficulty. So does basic Knesses and Talmud Torah come before your Kravim, after your Kravim, Ani Yircha, how does that shtim? And the next issue is really what we saw later in Nisif and Sif Tes, that's the Gemara in Harius that's passed in here, that by Shar Aniyim, so there's a by Shar Aniyim, there's a halacha that we go baser the yichos. Once we're not dealing with your kravim or ani ircha, so we go koyim levi yisrael baser the yichos. So then, but lemaisa over there, the mechaber says that talmud chacham is koydim lakol misha chachmasa kol agadol b'chacham koydim lachavera. So the question is, where does talmud chacham fit into these halachas of kravim and of ani ircha and of ani ircha and all the kedimas that we saw in Sif Gimel? Okay. So the Maisa, it's like this. The Maisa, for Talmud Torah, so over there, the MS, Lagabi Beis HaKnesses, okay, we'll see in the Hemshech more problem, but Lagabi Beis HaKnesses over there in Reish Mem Tes, the Goyin is Choylik. The Gra, he doesn't like the riot, Marik from Yerushalmi, says it's not Muchach. So the Maisa Beis HaKnesses is Bechal Machlekes. Talmud Torah, the Maisa is Dover Moskum, that the Goyin is not Choylik on, that Maisa is going to be, that is the highest Dargo, and that is Koydim for everything, Koydim all Shart Stakas. And koydim even to aniyim and to kravim. That's the Chacham Sadim says in Kalkof Memhei. And Reb Loi points out in the sefer that the Mashmos is that for Talmud Torah to be machzik yeshivas, to be machzik Talmud people in Pasha to sit and learn Torah. So it's mashma even if they're not aniyim and they're not mamish desperate that they'll have to close down the base medrash, but even just to learn Barchavas Adas, it's mashma that has kedima on all of the tztakos. Maisa in Avos Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim writes in Avos Chesed in Chelik Beis Perek Yates that he says that okay, so you have to know there is a cheshbon. We'll see exactly how to break it down. Meaning, you don't give everything to when you have craving that are aniyim. could be they do have kedima over over just stam chazakas teira. Lemaisa, the Chafetz Chaim points out over there that Timashim from the Medrash that the ikur takan of meiser ksafim was for amole teira, and he quotes from the quotes from one of the Midrashim that the takana was sheafrishu echad me'asara la'amole teira. So that for sure has a that is the highest target, but we'll have to see exactly how much do you give to Hachzakas Tari, how much do you give to your Karev Maniyim, that we're going to have to see. Okay. So Lamaisa, like this. So once we get past Pikuach Nefesh, so the first dagger here is Kravim. So in terms of being Makdim Kravim, so then within the Sugi of Kravim, so Lamaisa Mechaber here is Mefaret, that the first one to get Kedim are your parents. Of the Imai, get kedima. So lemais like this. So Kiviger points out already that. So what about if I have a Talmud Chacham who in Sif Tes says had kedima, but then here we're saying of the imay. So who comes first, your father or a Talmud Chacham? So the Shach already in Sifkan Yedayim points out that the Machaber later is really mashma that if the father is an Amoretz, so Talmud Chacham would come first. Lemais of the Shach is doicha that pshat. And he says a different pshat in the Machaber over there that's only lagabe your father versus your Rebbe. But Lamaisa, it's first in the Shach that Lamaisa, a father comes first, father and mother come first, even before a Talmud Chacham. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Sif Gimel over here, that's Lagabe father and mother. Other Kravim, brothers, children, uncles, whatever it is, that's Takanat Mefurish. But says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's Takan Mashma that all Kravim come before Talmud, even Talmud Chachamim. All Kravim, even that Amaratzim, come before Talmud Chachamim. And that lechayer seems to be what Kiviger is saying is that's really the breakdown of these two sugyas. We have one sugya of kravim, that's the drasha of the sifri and the pasuk of mitzvah tzedakah. The kravim come first. After that, once you're holding in the sugya of sharaniyim, that's the mishnah and the end of harius. So once you're holding by sharaniyim, you're going with kohen, levi, yisrael, all the yichos. So then a talmud chacham comes before all sharaniyim. But lagabe your kravim come before everyone else. That's how Kiviger says over here in sif gimel. What's that? Oh, so there is a bit of a shayla about this. I saw in some of the Hentik Esfarim, they're mistapik. Maybe it's only someone's Psula Eidos or Yerusha. The Maisa is Mefurish in the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer has a tshuva, and over there it's Mefurish that it's Ad HaSeif. As long as you know that someone is related to you, meaning it's a Karav Kaidim, you're always mocked in the one who's more karev to you. But even a cousin or a distant cousin, as long as you know there's a relation, that would talk evident crave him to be mocked in. What, with a Talmud Chacham? Yeah. Or, oh, okay, so let's see. So we're going to get to that. So now we're talking about the Kravim Mishpacha. So Kravim Mishpacha, or B'Kivir Yuzmin Machriya, that all Kravim Mishpacha, not just parents, come before Talmud Chachamim. And not only that, but Lamaisa, the place can point out that the pashtus here is that which Kravi Mishpacha, that is, that they have kedima, it's not just pshat that they have kedima just to give them the basic bare necessities of food and clothing. But rather, kol tzrachim and kol de machsayram, just even for them to live with kol tzrachim, all their needs, baravchus, that comes before any chiyuv, even for an anin, sharanim, who are more bedachkus. That's Ramosha points that out in the Tshuva and Chelik Aleph Kuf Mem Dalid, and they already bring like that from Marsham. So Shevet Alevi has a Tshuva, he's mafakvik a little on the Marsham. So he says that once you took care of your craving, your mamish giving them just for Ravchus, then you should already start being the mamayit a little bit what you give to your craving and start giving to Sharanim. Okay, so this is the Maisa Stamazayin Akud. We have to see how much exactly do you give to your craving. That which we say kedima doesn't mean to give everything to the craving. So that we'll see hopefully in the Hemshech. So Lagabi Kravim, the Kadima goes, you know, Kafi Aseder, the parents, and the brothers, and the children. So Lamaisa, there's different sfeikas the place can have. What about grandparents? What about in-laws? What about grandchildren? So Lamaisa, the place can have Stadam Lakan Lakan. It's not clear. Lamaisa, Avada, this is all Nichlal and Kravim. The question is, would a grandfather come before or after a child? So, or what about a parent-in-law, Lagabi, a brother? So these are sfeikas that are not mukhra in the Paiskim, but Lamaisa, they're all going to have a din krevus to be makhed in the Sharanim, and within Mineu Beis, and then you have to see. Right, and that's your point there. The Chassam Sofer in Tshuvas in Sim Kuf Chav Zayin Chesh Mishpat, he says that even if it's a distant cousin, Lamaisa, they have that mile of krevus. Okay. So this is Lagabi, Krevi, Mishpacha. So now what about, the next dargah, in the drush in the Sifri and the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel, the next darga after you go with your relatives is your surroundings, your Shechinim and your Ani Ircha and your Eretz Yisrael. So here already becomes a shaila. So we said by your Krevi Mishpacha, by your relatives, they become before Talmidei Chachamim. What about Krevi Shechinus, meaning Ani Ircha? So I have in my city Ani Ircha Amaratzim, and somewhere else not Ani Ircha Talmidei Chachamim. So who comes first there? So this is a shaila. So Maisa the Pischei Tshuva over here in Sifkat and Gimel, he brings him a Tshuva Shemesh Tztaka. And I saw a couple of Svarim, the Taka quote this, the Pischei Tshuva Saisim, he brings the Shemesh Tztaka, that Lamaisa, Lagabe, your relatives, they come before Talmid, just like Lagabe, relatives, they come before Talmid Chamim, Huadin, Ani, Ircha, and the people who are close to you in proximity. Lamaisa, it's interesting, but they don't bring it, many of the Svarim, but Lamaisa, in Avas Chesed, the Chavetz Chaim, so he brings this Pischei Tshuva. And he's mafakfik, and he says that it's not muchach bechlal, and that in the Adarabah he brings a raya, a little bit of a cheshbon in Siftes. He wants to bring a raya that la'olam talmidei chachamim come before sharaniim, even when it's talking about ani ircha and proximity. He has a raya from the fact that we see that talmidei chacham, we're going to see in other kedimas, most kedimas aside from kravim, we said kravim you give them everything before you give anyone else anything, but in shar kedimas koyin levi yisrael. That which we say Kayin before Levi, Levi before Yisrael, that's only if they're equal, if they have equal needs. But if one is desperate for a more pressing need, so then he has Kayin even before the Kayin. But by Talmud Chacham states that no, Talmud Chacham Taka gets even his less basic needs even before the Amaretz's more basic needs. So Maisa the Chafetz Chaim wants to prove from there that you see that the Maisa Talmud Chacham is more than Sharaniyim, and Tachas Lamaisa is out there that. He tiny is there. So the Chavetz Chaim passing is over there. Halach lamaisa that if you have a shayla of aniyei ircha, just of proximity of your shchinim or aniyei ircha, aniyei eretz yisrael, then avada talmud chacham is kaidim, not like the pischei tshuva. And he says they are very stark in the siva chesed over there. Give you the maram makom. It's in perak vav. And so in the siva chesed, his perish on the bottom in oisid dalid. So akter v'hatam da'almash anu masayim l'talmud chacham in l'chatikon ha'olam yosim izeh. So very stark that Vada the Ma'ayel Talmid Chachamim is better than Ani Ircha. The Ma'ayel Shteitor is out there that the Tam is because Misham Yetzei Harol Yisrael. So this becomes a Shaila B'chal when we're talking about the Ma'ayel being Machzik Talmud Torah. So which Talmud Torah are we talking about? So the Pashtus is in Sif Tes it says Kol HaGadol B'Chachma Gadol Mechaveir. We're talking about Talmid Chachamim Gedolin. You know whether it's Bachrim or Avreichim or Rabbanim, whatever it is, we're talking about Talmidei Chachamim. And that's also Mashman, end over there, in Reish Mem Tes Tes Zayin, we say the biggest Maila is in the Orim Lo Motayr, talking about people, or Takab Emes, Afen Emes learning. So, Maisa in Shevet Alevi, he brings from Masham in a Sefer Das Torah on Yerideh, so he brings there from another earlier tshuva, that Faker, that Lima Torah of the Tinoikis, because the Gemara says that Tinoikis is Hevel She'im Bahim Chet, that their Torah is reina Torah, pure Torah, so that's a higher darga in Fakir, that's a bigger mile than Gedolim. And the Marsham says, L'maisa, because there's a tzad, the Gemara, well, not really Gemara, the Medrash that told Ben Estrim, there's no chayt, you're not chayv chayt deshamayim. So maybe until 20 years old, there's a tzad to say that you have this din of Hevel she'im bo chayt, whatever it is. L'maisa, the Shevet Levi, he blibes tzarachin on the Marsham. And the Chayr, because like we're saying, Mashmolos Hadvarim here is that, that we're talking about real, we're talking about people already gedolim talmid chachamim, and that's the ma'ilus sheyetzei misham yetzei harol yisrael. And I saw in one of them they brought b'shem Moshe Feinstein that also the ikar ma'il talmid chachamim is that we're learning for hayra and for learning la halacha. So then that's b'ikar what gives them the ma'ila over shayr tzedakos. Okay. So that's legabe your kravei mishpacha. That their zikr, kravim mishpacha come before talmid chachamim, and ye ircha, people in proximity. Then we're saying that's machlekes and chavetz chaim zim machria. That then talmid chachamim come before, and after talmid chachamim, then comes aniye ircha. So, but lamaisa over there in the end of Reish Mem Tes, we saw aside from the goyim who's mafakfik, that aside from Talmud Torah, aside from being machzik Talmud Torah, lamaisa there's also beneath Talmud Torah, but before sharaniim. Lamaisa the Mechaber there says to build a base Hakneses for the shul. which Kravim would come first, but after Kravim and after Talmud Torah, so then would be Beis HaKnesses. So the Maisa like this, the Archa Shulchan Tainas, that when do we say Talmud Torah comes before, to learn Torah comes before Beis HaKnesses? That's if you want to stand, build another shul, add on to a shul, be marchev a shul. But if there's no shul b'chal, then Zakhtar HaShulchan Avad, the shul comes first. So the Maisa is not Pasha, there's a truth from the Chikre Lev, Yeridesim Kof Yudalid, that he brings rayas and he's marich that it's nishtazoy, and that when we say Beis HaKnesses is low, on a lower diagonal than Talmud Torah, it means even to build a shul. And the Shevet Levi writes in one of his tshuvas in Chelkei Kof Lamed Aleph that the pshat is that Be'etzem Tefillah can be miskayim. If you don't have a shul, people can, they'll find a place to daven. They'll daven in their house. It'll be bedeichak. But the ma'isa, if you're not machzik Torah, it's going to be bitul Torah. Mashen kein Tefillah, you lose milas of maybe vitzibur. You'll lose milas of in a shul. But the ma'isa you have Tefillah. And then the ma'isa Shevet Levi himself says that the ma'isa Gemara in Megillah and Daftas Zayin says Godel Talmud Torah Yesim Binyan Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara in Shabbos says that if you Tinir Kishal Beis Rabbi, we're not mevatalim for Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So Zakhtar, the MS is that it's mashma to him, and mashma like that in Chikir Lev, that even if there would taka cause a bittel for the tefillah, maybe not in Gansin, but there would be a bittel of tefillahs, the Maisa Talmud Torah still has a kedima, if there's going to be, on the Cheshvan of bittel Torah, comes even before bittel of tefillah. Fine. So that's Lamaisa, your Kreve Mishpacha. So we're saying basically it goes Pikuach Nefesh, then we're saying comes your Kreve Mishpacha. After that we have Talmud Torah, and Beis HaKnesses is a Shaila, at what to what extent do you need the Beis HaKnesses, and the Goyin Bechal is Mefakvik, the Beis HaKnesses doesn't have a higher dagger than Staka. Fine. But after these daggers, then it goes according to Kreve Hamakam, to Shechenis, to who's close to you in proximity. So in the first Shulchan Aruch, that even before Aniye Ircha, there's another darga higher than Aniye Ircha, that's Aniye Beisai. That's your Shechinim, that's the people in the close proximity to you. So Lamaisa is a suffix, I saw a lot of the different Svarim refer to, that what is the Pshat in Shechinim? Is it Pshat that someone who happens to live next to you, live in your building or live next to you, even though they have nothing to do with him? Or if I care, it's even someone who doesn't really live next to you. He lives in the town over, but you spend a lot of time with him. You're in koil with him, you're a co-worker with him, you're someone who you have a shaychus with and a kesher with. So which one, what's the gather of shach and lagabi this din? So nicely they bring that lagabi another din in Chayshim Mishpat, in Simon Kofayin Hay. So there's a shayla there about kedima, who has a schus to, if you're selling property, who has a schus to buy first, the din of Bar Matzah over there. So Lamaisa, one of the dargs there is a Shachin, and the Ramah in Sifnun over there brings Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, really, this Shailo. Is a Shachin someone who lives in proximity, or even he doesn't live in proximity, but you have a Shaychus and a Kesher with him? So the Shailo is, what's going to be over here, the Gabi Tztaka? So the Chach Masadam, and Klach... Yeah, that's really the question. When we're saying Shachin, do we mean really a Shachin als living, or a Shachin als Kirva, als Shaychus? That seems to be the Shailo. Mara there has a Shailo, yeah. Bring psukim. Toiv shachin karav me'ach rachayk. A shachin karav was better than an ach rachayk in the pasuk in Mishlei. That's only a shachin karav. We have a kirva to. So the ma'aseh of the Chacham Sadam says, he writes in the parentheses over there in Chacham Sadam, ki medumani she'ra'isi b'sefer kadmoin, that he brings this machloikis in the Ramah, the 2 days in Chesh Mishlei, ki medumani ha'son ha'sefer kadmoin, that lagabe tztaka, it goes like the one you have a shaykhs with. Lav dafka, the one that lives in proximity to you, have nothing to do with. Rather, it's the one you have shaykhs with. And the Maisi, he's medayik over there, that the Lashon of the Mechaber, and it's really the Lashon of the Rambam, is Aniye Beisai. It doesn't say you're Shachin, who lives next to us, it's Aniye Beisai. Aniye Beisai is the one who drezach by you, and the one you have shaykhs with, and in your house a lot. So they'll have a kedima. Again, we're in the Seder HaDvarim, we're ready after Pekuach Nefesh, and after Kreve Mishpacha, and after Talmud Torah, and possibly Beis HaKnesses. When we're going in Shar Aniyim, the Iker is someone who you're Makar, and the Maisa I saw, some of the Hayat HaGetshuvas, they speak about someone who, you know, he spends the whole day in Kol with someone, but the guy lives in a different town than him. But about that would be him, there's a makam to say that he'll have a din of Aniyi Ircha Koydnin. B'chlal, there are Peskim who Bizman Hazer Mefakfik on the whole Musig of Aniyi Ircha, that Bizmanehem Aniyi Ircha, that was the whole idea. You lived in a city with your little chevra over there, and you had no shaykhs with other people, and they were basically cut off. So maybe they were mutal on you to take care of them. Hashenkim is manenu, where bechlal, everyone's flying back and forth across the world from city to city. So maybe there's more of makam bechlal to take any irchla seriously. And bechlal, that we see already from the Chacham Sodom, that the hagdara is someone who you have a shaykhs with. Okay, so now, fine. So what's next? So after close to you, then it's your city. Ani Eretz Yisrael. Then after your city, so then we say Ani Eretz Yisrael. So the Pashtas is over here, and the Shach says like that Aniya Ircha, your city, wherever you are, comes before Eretz Yisrael. There are some places where Mefakfek, that's the Pashas over here, that first your city, then after your city, then we go to Eretz Yisrael. The Pesachei Tshuva here brings in the Chassam Sefer, that Aniya Yerushalayim come before Shai Eretz Yisrael. So when they were talking about Yerushalayim, they were not talking about Ramat Eshkol, they were talking about the Nachemis. So the question is, Lagabi Gvisr Dinim, so we do have Din Yerushalayim. Purim, Kitzur, it's in Schalik, in Lagabi different Dinim, Lagabi what do we say Yerushalayim means Bein Achemis, and Yerushalayim means the Shkunas HaKrevis to the Old City. So the Maisa, they bring here, I saw it in Kovitz Kol Torah, there's one of the Kovitz Kol Torah, in Kovitz Lamates over there, so they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman a whole bunch of these types of questions that are not klar in Hilchos Tzedakah, and they asked him this question, he said for Davar Pashat that Taka, even the extended Yerushalayim will have a din of Ani Yerushalayim, will have a din Kadima for over Shaira Tzisa. Okay. Okay, so now so we said that for Krovim, the halacha is that you'll give them all their needs, even though there's someone else who has more pressing needs. That's only Gabe Krovim. Lagabe, the people in close proximity to you, or the Yichus of a Kohen Levi Yisrael. So Lagabe, all these Kedimas, then it's only if they're Shaveh. But if someone has a more desperate or pressing need, that's Mevorish over here, the Pesachei Tshuva brings from Chassam Sefer. If one of them has more pressing need, then you give it to them. And the Moshe is also Medayik like that from Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Tzev Tes says, Hayu of Fanecha Aniyam Harbe, the Ein Bekis, Lafarnes, Oy Lachasais, Oy Liftais, is Kulaim. Mashma, each one is in a category by its own. We have a category of a bunch of people who need Parnasa, a bunch of people who need Ksus. But once there's a mixing and matching of different needs, that will take precedence, and you give whichever one the highest dagger. The most pressing needs gets Kadima. So Maisa in Chuvas Hanagas Sternbach, so he says that he has a Messiah from the Goyin, that the Goyin said that's the pshat in the pasuk loisik poises yadcha by tztaka, the lav of not giving tztaka is loisik poises yadcha. So he says that the Goyin said that when you really the fingers are different lengths, but when you're sick poises yadcha, so they all look shave. So that's the lav loisik poises yadcha, that by tztaka don't close your hand and make everyone the same, just give everyone equal tztaka, but rather you have to shat up each one kafit tzarchay. How much he needs and how much his specific tzarich is. Fine. So now, Maisa, we have this whole sugya of kedima that starts with pekuach nefesh and krevim and the talmidei chachamim and shuls and the people who live next to you. Ani Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. So Maisa, if you read it kepshuta, it's mashma that you go, you find the first one on your list, the first one that you have a shaykh, so you have a karav. No, so you go to Ani'ircha, and the first one you find, you take all your tzedakah money and you give all your tzedakah money will go to that karav. So Maisa, the place can point out that it's nishtazai, and that it's really totally in a halacha we're going to see later in Rishon Zayin, that there the halacha is that you don't give Shulchan Aruch state, you don't give all your tzedakah to one ani. So the shach over there is taka mashma that by kravim, if you have a lot of kravim, you certainly have to split it up amongst all the kravim. It's mashma over there in the shach that if you have one karav, you could taka give him all your tzedakah. So Ramosha in Chelek Aleph Yeridei Kuf Mem Dalet, he has an arichas about the shach, some mafalpel, exactly what he means. Kitzur's maskana is that he's the shtickle mafakfik on the etzim devri hashach. He says, even if you're going to be masking to the shach, that it's mashma, you can give, if you have one ani who's a karav, you can give him all your tzedakah, but tzedakah avadi can't do it bekvias, and avadi can't give him all your tzedakah, because tzedakah is going to be chel hashem, people think you don't give tzedakah, you're going to cause other people not to give tzedakah, and because of these cheshbainis, the Archa Shulchan also says, what, we're going to leave any ani who doesn't have a karav, so he'll just die, he'll die barav, because all the ashirim are going to say, oh, I have to give my karav, that's kedima, and then the anim are going to die barav, and bizmana, he was talking about mamish starvation. So they all say for Davar Pashut, the shear is not clear. Rav Moshe says you can give roiv to your kravim, leave over a chelik for other aniyim. From the B'shem the Chazanish, they said you can give half to your kravim. That's what it's mashba in Pischei Tshuva, Reish Mentes, Oisbez, mashmos like that from Chassam Sefer. So the erech half, depending on a person's matziv, how much, how little, how much he knows, you know, how close he is to this car, to this person. Seif Kol Sefer, Moshe points out that it's not even clear that these are Dini Kadima or Chi of Gomer. That's when a person really has Tevis Hanaf or Tztaka, and he has a schus to give Tztaka to who he wants. But so Lamaiso, a person just has to keep a cheshman that Avada Zokta Moshe, and Avada, a person has a car he wants to support, but Avada, you shouldn't, because of that, be Mevater, Chutz from the Chil Hashem, and causing people not to give Tztaka, but Zokter, Stam, the Maila Gedoyla, to be Machsik Yeshivas and Talmud Torah, Avada, a person should not be Mevater in that. Never a person should Avada have a chil that he gives to Yeshivas and Talmud Torah. And that's Bechlal, what a lot of the place can say, that because a lot of these unclarities about who has Kadima and the Sveikas and Ircha, that Avada, what we take out from these simanim and these sifim are klalim and chashivas at tzedakah. That avada karev has a chashivas and that has a kedima and talmud Torah and pikuach nefesh in yoni pikuach nefesh, things that are goyvel and pikuach nefesh for tzorchei refuah. But safe kol safe, a person should taka to an extent, spread himself out and give tzedakah to all the different tzrachim, all the different types of tzrachim. There's a halacha later, this is only in a get to gabay tzedakah, that avada it's pashut, that a gabay tzedakah, he can't give to his, he's dealing with the tzibur's money, he doesn't give to his craven, right, or to his neighbors. The din of kedima that you go with, he has to do the other din of kedima, Levi, Yisrael, Talmud Chacham, that avada kurva of mishpacha and shchenis, that avada gabay tzedakah doesn't have. Okay, one other halacha here is just this, the Mishnah, in Sifov, the Mechaber Paskins, the Mishnah Novos. You and Ani and Benevi Sechos. It's different Mahalchim. Over here, the Shachin Taz go to Mahalach, that the Pshad is you should hire them. If you have to hire someone to work in your house, don't hire Goyim and Shvachos, hire Yidin. Lamaisa, Navis Chesed, he has a Riches about this, that Lamaisa, it's a Drush, it's also Sifri, Oikonim Yadam Yisechos, but it's a Chiv. Anytime you're going to buy something or hire someone, it has to be from a Yid. And Lamaisa, the Avis Chesed brings from a Trumas Ramah, that even if it's going to cost a little bit more, it doesn't say the shear there, it says even if it's going to be a little bit more, you should still be, you still have the Chiv of Oikonim Yadam Yisechos to use a Yid and to buy from a Yid. And the Maisa, I couldn't find it out. There's somewhere along the way in Sharetzi and in Dalaminim, I think by Hadassim, somewhere over there, so Yitaka brings this Drush over there also. That there's a chiv to buy Ershtim from Yid.